Esto es vida.
Sorry, I mean, this is life.
This is the life.
Eso, eso. This is the life.
It is indeed.
Pero qué a gusto están nuestros alumnos en Vaughan Town. Y no paran de hablar, y hablar, y hablar, y hablar en inglés. Este verano lánzate a la piscina del inglés. Este verano mejora tu comprensión auditiva y tu fluidez rodeado de hablantes nativos en Vaughan Town. Más información en grupovaughan.com.
Pues yo voy a un sitio en plena naturaleza y con nivel de inglés incluido.
¿Cómo? ¿Nivel de inglés incluido?
Sí, me voy a Vaughan Town, una manera diferente de aprovechar las vacaciones. Una inmersión de 6 días en un entorno 100% angloparlante en un enclave único. Una manera genial de desconectar de todo y conectar con tu inglés.
Apúntate a Vaughan Town. 6 días de inglés que equivalen a 500 horas de clase. Llama al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com.
¿Do you Vaughan?
Busques lo que busques, tenemos un curso y un profe para ti. Prueba nuestro buscador de cursos en grupovaughan.com o llámanos al 91-133-5833 y te ofreceremos una solución que se adapte a tus necesidades. 91-133-5833 o grupovaughan.com.
No excuses.
No excuses.
No excuses.
No excuses.
No excuses.
Look. No excuses.
Good morning and welcome to the program. And I'm here with Mary Jo. How are you, Mary Jo?
Fine, thank you.
And Mammon.
Hello.
Very good. Good to see you. Okay. Let's begin with a quick review. But first, translate the following. Cierra tu ropa. Cierra tu ropa.
Close your clothes.
Yeah. Close your clothes. I heard you guys talking about this.
Yeah.
So the pronunciation is the same.
Yeah.
Close your clothes. Cerrad vuestra ropa.
Close your clothes.
Close your clothes, yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's begin with a quick review.
Okay.
How long have you been studying English, Mammon?
I've been studying English for 20 years or more.
For
more than 20 years.
Very good. Now, again, and a bit more be in the bean.
I've been studying English. I'm going to change seriously for 10 years.
For 10 years, very good. Okay. How long have you known how to use a computer, Mary Jo? How long have you known?
I've known how to use a computer 5 years ago. I've known how to use a computer for 5 years.
Very good. Are you still going to school?
No, I'm not going to school anymore.
Very good. Have you become bilingual yet?
No, I haven't become bilingual yet.
Effectively, you guys are bilingual.
Well.
Yeah, you're bilingual. Will you be able to sunbathe in Madrid this Christmas?
No, I won't.
This
Christmas.
Yeah. Now, in this case, even in English, we get confused with this. I might say to my friend, will I see you this Saturday? What Saturday am I talking about?
This coming Saturday.
Yeah. And if I say, will I see you next Saturday, even in English, we might say, do you mean this Saturday or the following?
Okay.
Yeah. So if I say this, I mean the closest one.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And this year is the current one. This week is the current one. Ask me if I was able to relax last weekend.
Were you able to relax last weekend?
Yes, I was. When was the last time you were able to become invisible?
I have never been able to become invisible.
Very good. A bit more bee in the bean.
I've never been able to become invisible.
Very good. How many strikes were there in Madrid last month that you know of?
I don't know. I don't know.
Well, imagine the answer is zero.
Okay.
What do you
zero.
Say?
Zero. There were no strikes.
Okay, or there weren't any is more natural.
There weren't any strikes in Madrid last week.
Month.
Last month.
And again?
There weren't any strikes in Madrid last month.
And so far this month?
There haven't been any strikes in Madrid so far this month.
What do you look like?
I look like...
No,
I...
Careful. What do you look like?
I look... No, I'm...
Yes, the answer is always I'm.
I'm
or he's or she's or they. So what do you look like?
I'm medium size, blonde, brown hair.
Yeah.
Brownish,
very good.
And with fair, with brownish complexion, no, olive complexion.
Olive complexion for Spaniards,
olive complexion and brown eyes.
Very good. What do you look like?
I'm medium size.
Okay.
With brown eyes.
Yeah.
And brown, how do you say, brownish?
Your hair?
My hair is like my eyebrows.
Well, you know, sometimes they might describe your hair as copper-coloured.
Copper-coloured,
mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Would you like to own an apartment by the beach?
Yes, I would.
Ask me if I would like to own a yacht.
Would you like to own a yacht?
Yacht. And again, would.
Would you... like to own a yacht.
Good. Now, again, with no would you like to
own a yacht? Would you like to own a yacht?
Very good. No, I wouldn't. Tell me to speak more slowly.
Speak more slowly.
What do you want me to do?
I want you to speak more slowly.
And again?
I want you to speak more slowly.
Very good. When was the last time it took you 10 hours to drive to Segovia?
It has never taken me 10 hours to go to Segovia, to drive to Segovia.
And again?
It has never taken me 10 hours to drive to Segovia.
Very good. And now say it again, but with the contraction. It's never taken me.
It's never taken me 10 hours to drive to Segovia.
Ask me if my boss lets me watch television at work.
Does your boss... let you watch television at work?
Very good. No, he doesn't. Okay. Let's do a quick bit of simple but fast translation. Present simple. All right?
Okay.
Asisto a muchas reuniones.
I attend a lot of meetings.
Very good. Voy a asistir a una mañana.
I'm going to attend one tomorrow.
Yeah. Again?
I'm going to attend one tomorrow.
Very good. ¿Qué vas a hacer?
What are you going to do?
No voy a contestar a eso.
I'm not going to answer to that.
Almost.
I'm not going to answer that.
Very good. That.
That.
Good. And again, with
I'm not going to answer that.
Say Zaragoza.
Zaragoza.
Now say that.
That.
And now I'm not going to answer that.
I'm not going to answer that.
Very good. Vienen aquí bastante a menudo.
They come here quite often.
Siempre hago un esfuerzo.
I always do an effort.
The other one.
I always make an effort. Okay. I always make an effort.
Pienso darte un trabajo.
I think... I'm planning. Okay. I'm planning to give you a job.
Very good. Job.
Job.
And again?
I'm planning to give you a job.
Very good. Now, ask me the following question. Ask me if my friends, Julia... and Jesus are going to Girona in October.
Are your friends Julia?
Jesus.
And
is
Jesus
how we say it in English, yeah.
Going to Girona?
Jesus. Yeah. So start again.
Are your friends Julia and Jesus going to Girona next week?
Well, in October. and ask me the same question.
Are your friends Julia and Jesus going to Girona next October?
Very good. Yes, they are. Very good. ¿Por qué quieres hacer eso?
Why do you want to do that?
Yeah, again.
Why do you want to do that?
No sé todavía.
I don't know yet.
Very good. Todavía estoy pensando en ello.
I'm still thinking about it.
Very good. No esperes demasiado.
Don't expect...
No esperes.
Don't expect too much. No, don't wait too much. Don't wait...
For time?
For... No.
Don't wait too...
Too long.
Yes, repeat.
Don't wait too long.
No te preocupes.
Don't worry.
Te preocupas demasiado.
You worry too much.
¿Por qué te preocupas tanto?
Why do you worry so much?
Él camina como un mono.
He walks like a monkey.
Habla como un loro.
He talks like a parrot. Like a parrot.
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 Yeah, even though it's spelled parrot, it's parrot.
Parrot.
Yeah, it's like E.T. Parrot. Parrot. Trabaja mucho.
He works too much.
Mucho.
He works a lot.
Very good. Le gusta trabajar mucho.
He likes to work a lot.
Try again.
He likes to work a lot.
Very good. Hace muchos trabajos importantes, él.
He does a lot of very important jobs.
Very good. And again.
He does a lot of very important jobs.
Very good. Se pone enfermo cuando me ve.
He gets sick when he sees me.
Very good. Pierde el control de sí mismo.
He loses his temper of...
Now, translate control directly.
He loses control of himself.
Good. More M in himself.
He loses control of himself.
Very good. Toma demasiadas medicinas. Toma demasiadas medicinas.
He takes too much medicine.
Very good. Se le olvidan citas importantes.
He forgets very important appointments.
Very good. And if a guy, for example, has a cita with a girl, what do you call that?
A date.
A date, yeah. Lee mucho, pero aprende muy poco.
He reads a lot, but he learns very little.
Very good. Enseña griego por las noches.
He teaches Greek at night.
Very good. Nunca sale con nadie.
He never goes alone with anybody. I know. He never goes away with... Mm. No. He never goes out with anybody.
Very good, very good. Se queda en casa los fines de semana.
He stays home on weekends.
Good. Around the weekends. Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. Nunca hace nada salvo leer.
He never does anything but reading.
Use the infinitive. He never does anything?
But read.
But read, yeah.
But
again.
Read. He never does anything but read.
Lleva ropa extraña en casa.
He wears strange clothes at home.
Again?
He wears strange clothes at home. At home.
Good. A veces me cuenta una chiste. Sorry. A veces me cuenta un chiste.
He sometimes tells me a joke.
Good. Pero es una persona callada.
But he's callada. A quiet person. He's a quiet person.
Very good. Ask me if there are quiet people in Madrid.
Are there quiet people in Madrid?
I'm sure somewhere in Madrid there's a quiet person or two. Yeah. Ask me if there are quiet people in the north of Spain.
Are there quiet people in the north of Spain?
I think so. People in the north of Spain are generally more reserved, right? Are you from Asturias? But yes. You're not reserved. Yeah. But typically, it's interesting. We have teachers who teach, for example, in Bilbao, who've also been teaching in Madrid, and they say there's such a difference between the...
Really?
The people, yeah. Yeah. It's very interesting.
But, well, I'm a talkative person, but... In Asturias, when you know somebody, you are waiting. Yes.
You take your time.
Yes, you take your time.
And then in the south, it's completely different. Yes. Yeah. So this is one of the fascinating things about Spain.
Yeah.
People are different in each region. Ireland too, for a small country. Yeah.
I think in the north of Spain.
Yeah.
We look like island people.
We are. Yes, like. Very much so.
Yeah.
This is very, 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 and even physically in the north, yeah.
Yes. Celtics.
Yeah, Celtic, and also anthropologists say that Irish people have more DNA in common with people from the Basque Country, Asturias, Cantabria, Galicia, than any other part of Europe.
Yes. Yeah.
Which is interesting.
Do you remember that the other day I told you that you remind me of an actor?
Oh, yeah.
The main character of the movie Vietnam. That is
Charlie Sheen.
Yes,
because Charlie Sheen's
he's Irish.
He's very
half Irish
or maybe even three quarters. Yeah.
I think
sometimes too, yeah. Either that or Mr. Bean. But I prefer Charlie Sheen. It's better. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, where are we? ¿Eres amigo suyo?
Are you a friend of his?
Good. More D in friend.
Are you a friend of his?
Very good. Creo que lo soy.
I think I am.
More K in think.
I think I am.
Very good. ¿Le gusta hablar contigo?
Does he like to talk to you?
Very good. A veces sí y a veces no.
Sometimes yes, and sometimes
use an auxiliary. Use the verb to do.
Sometimes he does.
Oh, careful, third person.
Sometimes he does, and sometimes he doesn't.
Very good. One more time.
Sometimes he does. Sometimes he doesn't.
Very good. No se quiere casar.
Doesn't he want to get married?
Very good. No tiene hobbies.
Doesn't he have any hobbies?
Very good. No se da cuenta de que la vida es corta.
Doesn't he realize that life is short?
Very good. ¿Qué hace cuando está solo?
What does he do when he is alone?
Very good. More N and when.
What does he do when he is alone?
No hace nada.
He doesn't do anything.
¿Le visitas alguna vez?
Do you visit him sometimes? Anytime?
¿Alguna vez? Ever.
Oh.
Do
you ever visit him?
And again?
Do you ever visit him?
Very good.
Hay maneras de empezar el día. Y claro, hay mejores formas de empezar el día. Y es que en las mañanas con Vaughan empiezan con un saludo.
Hello, good morning.
A las 7:30, haz las mañanas más productivas, más radio, más Vaughan, mucho más Richard Vaughan Live.
Gracias, ya te llamaremos.
Ya te llamaremos.
Bueno, ya te llamaremos.
Acaba ya con la pesadilla de todas las entrevistas de trabajo y mejora definitivamente tu nivel de inglés profesional con el Máster en Inglés Profesional de Vaughan. Ameno, exigente y a tiempo completo. 1000 horas intensivas en las que tendrás que esforzarte. Por eso funciona. Vence al Ya te llamaremos con Vaughan. Apúntate. Llama ahora al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com. Do you Vaughan?
¿A dónde puede llevarte un mejor nivel de inglés? Un mejor nivel de inglés puede llevarte a trabajar con tranquilidad porque no tendrás ningún problema al comunicarte en inglés.
So you have to talk to the providers and ask them to send the new budget to us. Once you've done that, please let me know, all right?
Got it. Un mejor nivel de inglés puede llevarte a no tener ansiedad cada vez que tienes que
do a little bit of is the same as.
Okay.
Or we're going to make it even more complicated.
Okay.
Oh. So here I will say a half, 50%. And I want you to say a half has always been and will always be the same as 50%.
Okay.
Mary Jo's looking at me like I have two heads. All right. So a half, 50%.
A half has always been, I will always been.
No, careful.
A half has always been, will always be 50%.
The same as 50%.
The same.
So I want you to say a half has always been and will always be the same as 50%.
Okay. A half has always been and will always be the same as 50%.
Okay. And now the reverse. 50%.
50% has always been and will always be the same as a half.
A half, very good. A half.
A half.
A half. A quarter, 25%.
A quarter has always been and will always be the same as 25%.
And 25%?
25% has always been and will always be the same as a half. As a half.
As a quarter.
As a quarter.
Okay. A third, 33.3%.
A third will always... No. A third has always been and will always be the same as 33.3%.
Very good.
33.3%
has always been
and will always be the same as
a third.
A third percent.
As a third.
As a third.
As a third. So again, from the beginning. 33.3%.
33.3% has always been and will always be the same as
un tercio.
A third.
Good.
Wow.
3/4, 75%.
3/4 has always been and will always be the same as 75%.
Very good.
And 75% has always been and will always be the same as 3/4.
Very good, very good. Now let's go from the beginning again. A half, 50%.
A half has always been and will always be the same as 50%.
50% has always been and will always be the same as a half.
And again?
50% has always been and will always be the same as a half.
As a half, very good. A quarter, 25%.
A quarter has always been and will always be the same as 25%.
Very good. And 25%?
25% has always been and will always be the same as a quarter?
Yes, yes. A third, 33.3%.
A third has always been and will always be the same as 33.3%.
33.3% has always been and will always be the same as a third.
As a third, very good. Okay, let's quickly practice with I wish.
Okay.
All right, I wish. So, for example, I will say, it's a pity they can't come to the party. And I want you to say, I wish they could come to the party.
Hmm.
So it's a pity they can't come to the party.
I wish they could come to the party.
Very good. It's a shame I'm not rich.
I wish I was rich. I wish.
Now, what you've said is actually what most native English speakers would say, but the correct form is with were. I wish I were rich.
Okay. I wish I were rich.
Very good. It's too bad they lost the match.
I wish they lost.
So it's too bad they lost the match.
I wish they won the match.
Okay, I wish they won the match. And in the negative form? With lost, I wish they hadn't.
They hadn't lost the match.
And again?
I wish they hadn't lost the match.
Very good. It's a shame there aren't more opportunities.
I wish there were more opportunities.
Very good. It's too bad there isn't a solution to this problem.
I wish it was...
Not careful. It's too bad there isn't.
I wish there had been a solution. There were a solution to this problem.
Good. And again?
I wish there were a solution to this problem.
Very good. It's a pity he lost his watch.
I wish he would lose his watch.
I wish he hadn't lost his watch.
And again?
I wish he hadn't lost his watch.
One more time.
I wish he hadn't lost his watch.
I wish he hadn't lost his watch.
Very good. Ask me why we often make students repeat three times.
Why do you often make students repeat three times?
Many reasons. But most of all, because when you make the student repeat it the third time, they smile before they say it. The third time.
Really?
I don't know why.
It's true.
I don't know why, but there is a deep psychological reason. The number three to us as human beings is very important. No psychologist has ever been able to tell me why, but so many things are done in threes. Like first, second, third, traffic lights.
That's true.
A lot of the stories for children, like the three little pigs, Goldilocks and the three bears, all of those things. So when you're learning something, doing it in threes is really useful.
Mm-hmm.
And we notice as teachers, when we say to a student, now say it for the third time and with fluency, and the student always smiles. Even though you're making them suffer.
Yes.
Yeah. Strange, right?
That's true.
It's a shame there weren't any tickets left.
I wish there were any tickets.
Now, any would change to?
I wish there were some tickets left.
Good. And again?
I wish there were some tickets left.
Very good. It's too bad they gave up so soon.
I wish they hadn't given up so soon.
Very good. Very good. It's a shame she's not working with him anymore.
I wish she had been working with him. She had worked.
I wish.
So it's a shame she's not working with him anymore. I wish she.
She had worked. She has.
I wish she were still. So it's a shame. Sorry, it's a shame she's not working with him anymore.
Oh.
I wish
she were.
Still.
She was.
She were.
She were still working with him.
Good. And again.
I wish she were still working with him.
Very good. Very good. It's a shame the damn app isn't working. This thing.
I wish the damn app were working.
Yes, and repeat.
I wish the damn app were working.
Yes, I wish the damn app were working too. It's been breaking down all this week. All right, let's practice with how long it takes. I'll ask you a simple question. I want you to give me a full answer. How long does it take to make a fresh orange juice? How long does it take to make fresh orange juice?
It takes 5 minutes to make an orange juice, fresh orange juice.
No, take away a to make in general, uncountable.
It takes 5 minutes to make French orange
fresh.
Juice. Oh, French.
Yeah. I don't know what French orange juice is. I just want fresh orange juice.
It takes 5 minutes to make fresh orange juice.
Very good. Ask me if I like the orange juice machines they have in Spanish bars.
Do you like the Spanish...
Well, the orange juice machines.
The orange juice machines that use here in Spain.
I'm fascinated by them. I think they're cool. The way they cut it in half.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can see it gets cut in half, then it turns it over, then it squeezes it, and the orange juice comes out.
I didn't know that you were looking at Spain.
Well, I guess I've never seen it in Ireland.
Yeah.
And maybe there are, but here... Every bar has those. Yeah,
that's true.
It's cool. How long does it take to make a dress?
Well, it takes a week to make a dress.
How long does it take to change a light bulb?
It takes 1 minute to change a light bulb.
Okay. How long does it... This is a joke. How long does it take 10 business consultants to change a light bulb?
It takes them... Forever.
An eternity. Yeah.
Yes.
Because they just stand around talking about it rather than doing it. Yeah. How long does it take to boil an egg?
It takes 10 minutes to boil an egg.
Okay. How long does it take to eat 10 lamb chops?
It takes an hour to eat 10 lamb chops.
An hour?
Yeah.
How do you say lamb chop in Spanish?
Chuletita de cordero.
Yeah. Yeah. And this is another fascinating thing. The idea here of eating, I guess, what you call lechal.
Yes.
That for us in our for some weird reason in our cultures, people wouldn't eat that, and we eat a lot of meat. I think the idea for us of the baby animal while still feeding from its mother is something we wouldn't eat, and I don't know why. It's very strange. Equally, for example, in Ireland nor in Britain, people don't eat veal. What's veal?
Vacuno, no, esto...
Ternera. Yeah, but in the States they do because of the Italian influence. But in Ireland and Britain, people don't. But we eat lamb, which is also a baby. Yeah. I don't know, this is weird, right? Mm-hmm. I think maybe because the cow is very important in our culture.
Yeah.
But I guess here too, so there's no good explanation. All right. How long does it take you to come here every morning?
It takes me more than an hour to come here every morning.
Very good.
Well, every morning, once a week.
Okay, how long has it taken you to reach your current English level?
It has taken me 10 years to reach my current English level.
Very good. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Abrimos nuevo centro en Madrid en el Colegio Estudiantes Las Tablas, donde se impartirán las clases para niños y adultos en horario de tarde de lunes a viernes y sábados por la mañana. Te esperamos. Llámanos ahora al 91-133-5833.
¿Do you Baugan?
Antonio Álvarez, encantado.
Nice to meet you, Mr. Álvarez. All right, your CV says you have a high level of English, so if you don't mind, we'll continue with the interview in English, all right?
Hombre... ¿Quién dice hi? Medio alto, más bien.
Another liar? I can't believe it. Get out of here and stop wasting my time, Mr. Alvarez.
Vale, vale. Tampoco es para ponerse así.
Get out!
¿Tú también mientes en tu currículo sobre tu nivel de inglés? Si lo haces, se te va a ver el plumer enseguida. No mientas más. Consigue un nivel de inglés que te permita entrar en el mercado laboral. Nuestro máster en inglés profesional es un curso de dedicación completa del que saldrás completamente preparada o preparado para desenvolverte en cualquier situación. En tu trabajo en inglés. No mientas en tu currículo y haz un máster en inglés profesional. Más información en el 91-133-5833.
Con Let's Cook te va a quedar un inglés rico, rico. Ya tienes Let's Cook en cualquiera de nuestras tiendas Vaughan o en vaughantienda.com. Consíguelo antes de que se enfríe.
Ahora sí que no tienes excusa para no escuchar Vaughan Radio, vayas donde vayas. Toda nuestra programación en directo, retos, podcast y redes sociales disponibles a un solo clic para que continúes mejorando tu inglés. Descárgala ya, no esperes más. Sigue este programa en Radio TDT, Internet, Podcast o en la aplicación para el móvil.
Welcome back to the program, and now it's just Mammon. Mammon is solo.
Yes, Mary Jo. A solo.
Mary Jo has left the building.
Yes.
So let's do a little quick bit of vocabulary. I say it in Spanish, you say it in English. And it's easy. For your level, it's quite easy. Como de costumbre.
As usual.
As usual, yeah. As usual. Banquero.
Banker.
Hombre de negocios.
Businessman.
Okay, and if it's a woman?
Businesswoman.
Yep. Or business person.
Business person.
I think this word is not used as much in English as before. Businessman, for example. Abarrotado. Sorry. Abarrotado. Abarrotado.
Crowded.
Very good. Evaluación.
Evaluation.
Very good. Generoso.
Generous.
And the opposite?
Stingy,
yeah.
Tight-fisted.
Yeah. And also there's a little difference here in American English and, for example, Irish English, British English. I might say he's quite mean.
I mean, but mean is more malo, no?
Well, mean in the United States means he's a bad guy.
Yeah.
He's a mean person. But also we use that in Ireland and England, but I would say he's mean.
Mean, yeah. Means stingy.
Stingy. Tight-fisted. There's a great expression that older people in Ireland use, which is, he's so mean that he would mind mice at a crossroads. And this is a great visual image. Imagine you're at a crossroads how do you say crossroads in Spanish?
Un paso de cebra.
Yeah. Well, no. This is where two roads meet, or maybe four roads meet.
Un cruce de caminos. It's like a roundabout.
Now, imagine in the old days where you had two straight roads that met each other at right angles.
Yes, un cruce de caminos.
And imagine a guy who has to take care of mice at this crossroads. And he says, I'll do it for the money. I'll do anything for money. Yeah. So he would mind mice at the crossroads. Tipo individuo. Un tipo.
Individual. A type. No, a guy.
A guy, yeah. La felicidad.
Happiness.
Interesado en.
Interested in.
A propósito.
On purpose.
Yep. On purpose.
On purpose.
On purpose. Requisitos.
Prerequisites. No.
More common.
Requisite.
Requirements.
Requirements.
Yes, requirements.
Requirements.
Afilado, agudo.
Sharp.
And the opposite?
Blunt.
Very good, very good. And it's often used about people.
Yes.
You would say,
he's a blunt.
He's a sharp-minded guy.
Yeah.
He's very sharp.
Yeah.
He's quick. And she's blunt. What does it mean if he or she is blunt?
He's tough.
No. They tell you exactly what they think.
Ah, yes. Straight to the point.
Straight to the point, yeah. Okay. No messing around.
No.
He doesn't take any prisoners.
Beat around the bush or something like that.
Yeah. Another one is he doesn't take any prisoners. Straight to the point. Plata.
Gold. No, silver.
Very good. Plomo.
Plumber.
Plomo.
Plomo.
The metal. Lead.
Ah, lead.
Lead.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Lead is like the gasoline is with lead gasoline.
Yes, leaded and unleaded.
Unleaded. Yeah.
Estar de acuerdo con.
Agree with.
Yeah, you can also agree on. They agree on that.
Yeah.
But I agree with you. Hmm. I agree with you. Romper.
To break.
Disminuir.
To decrease.
Good. And the opposite?
Increase.
Very good. Archivar.
To file.
Very good. How often do you file your nails?
I file my nails once a week.
How do you say that in Spanish?
Me limo las uñas.
Limo.
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 Limar.
All right.
Una lima is a...
Is the file.
Is the file.
Okay, okay. Durar.
To last.
Very good. Significar, querer decir.
To mean.
Practicar.
To practice.
Programar.
To program.
Good. Another way of saying it?
To schedule.
Very good. Tirar a la basura.
To throw away. To throw away.
Yeah,
throw away.
Very good. Juguete.
Toy.
Actualizado.
Current. No, actualizado.
Use the word.
Updated. Updated.
Up to date.
Up to date.
Very good. Rueda.
Wheel.
Very good. Wheel. Yeah. And it's pronounced like that. Wheel.
Yeah.
Some native speakers will pronounce it like wheel, but for me, wheel.
Wheel.
Yeah. 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 Oh. How do you say volante in a car?
Steering wheel.
Steering wheel. Very good. Now let's continue with I wish.
Yeah.
So I will say, for example, this is a little bit different. I will ask you a question. Does Spain have oil reserves? And I want you to say, no, it doesn't, but I wish it did.
Hmm.
No, it doesn't, but I wish it did. So does Spain have oil reserves?
No, it doesn't, but I wish it did.
Very good. Can you turn invisible?
No, I can't, but I wish I could.
Very good. Is petrol or gasoline cheap in Spain?
No, it isn't, but I wish it were.
Very good. Did you win the Christmas lottery last year?
No, I didn't, but I wish I did.
No, I wish I would.
No?
Further back in the past.
I had.
Yes. Very good. Again?
No, I didn't, but I wish I had.
Very good. Is today Friday?
No, it isn't.
But?
It's Thursday.
Yeah.
I wish it were.
Very good. Again?
No, it isn't, but I wish it were.
Can you speak English perfectly?
No, I can't, but I wish I could.
Are you planning to take the next 2 weeks off?
No, I'm not, but I wish I were.
Yeah, I were. Yeah.
Yes.
Perfect. Again?
No, I'm not, but I wish I were.
Is Spain the richest country in the world?
No, it isn't, but I wish it were.
Very good. Are there a lot of excellent jobs available in the market?
No, there aren't, but I wish there were.
Is there an easy way to get rich?
No, it isn't, but I wish it were.
Again?
No, it isn't.
No, sorry. Is there?
No, there isn't.
Yeah.
No, there isn't, but I wish there were.
Very good. One more time.
No, there isn't, but I wish there were.
Very good. Very good. Okay, let's quickly practice with various forms of the verb to get. All right, so I will say it in Spanish and I want you to say it in English. Casarse.
To get married.
Cansarse.
To get tired.
Almost perfect pronunciation.
To get tired.
Yeah, one syllable.
To get tired.
Tired. Ponerse enfermo.
To get sick.
Empeorarse.
To get worse.
Ponerse mejor.
To get better.
Ponerse oscuro.
To get dark.
Ensuciarse.
To get dirty.
Enfadarse.
To get closed.
Enfadarse.
Enfadarse. To get angry.
Very good. Irritarse.
To get irritated.
Levantarse.
To get up.
Confundirse.
To get wrong. To get mixed up.
To get mixed up. Or you could say, literal translation, confundirse.
To get mistaken. To get confused. To get confused.
Yeah, or mixed up. Yeah.
Okay.
Ponerse triste.
To get sad.
Lesionarse.
To get injured.
Vestirse.
To get dressed.
Secarse.
To get dry.
Perderse.
To get lost.
Hacerse daño.
To get hurt.
More hurt.
Hurt. To get hurt.
Very good. Deprimirse.
To get depressed.
Emborracharse.
To get drunk.
Organizarse.
To get organized.
Very good. Aburrirse.
To get bored.
Ponerse celoso.
To get jealous.
Asustarse.
To get to get scared or to
good,
get afraid.
Yeah. To get scared. Very good. Engordar.
To get fat.
Ponerse grande.
To get big.
Disgustarse.
To get upset.
Enriquecerse.
To get rich.
Very good. Mojarse.
To get wet.
Here's a difficult one. Traspapelarse.
To get, I knew that one.
Misplaced.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, I mean, this is a person who makes excuses, basically saying, yes. Instead of saying, oh, I lost it, they use the passive voice.
Yes, it's
it got misplaced, boss. Yeah.
Okay.
In other words, you lost it. Yeah. Okay. So let's practice with some questions with the verb to get. Do you get sick when you travel by car?
No, I don't get sick when I travel by car.
Do you get seasick?
Yes, I get seasick when I travel by ship. Well,
yes. Do you get air sick?
No, I don't get air sick.
What time do you get up every morning?
I get up at 7:30 every morning.
Is your English getting better?
Yes, I think my English is getting better.
Yes, it is. Does your car get dirty in bad weather?
Yes, my car gets dirty in bad weather.
Very good. Do you get upset with me in class?
No, I don't get upset with you in class.
Do you get scared in the dark?
Sometimes I get scared in the dark.
Very good. When did you get married?
I got married in 1983.
Do you get jealous easily?
No, I don't get jealous easily.
Did you get lost in Madrid last week?
Probably I got lost in Madrid last week.
Very good. Do you get sad when you hear sad stories?
Yes, I get sad when I hear sad stories.
Very good. Are you getting tired now?
No, I'm not getting tired now.
Very good. Do you get bored easily?
No, I don't get bored easily.
Very good. Do you get tired easily?
No, I don't get tired easily.
Very good. Is life in general getting harder?
No, life in general is not getting harder.
Very good. Is the climate getting hotter?
Yes, the climate is getting hotter.
Is the climate in Madrid getting drier?
I don't know. Maybe
probably the same.
The same. Yeah. Yes, the climate in Madrid is getting drier.
Very good. Are people in general getting fatter?
Yes, people in general are getting fatter.
Do you get angry often?
No, I don't get angry often.
Very good. Do you get confused when there are a lot of changes?
No, I don't get confused when there are a lot of changes.
What time does it get dark now?
It gets dark at around 6:30.
Yeah,
or,
yeah. How often do you get drunk?
I hardly ever get drunk.
Very good. Would you like to get rich?
Yes, I would like to get rich.
Yeah,
I guess not? All
of us would. Yeah, why not? Exactly. Why not? Why not? Hmm. Okay, let's continue with a short answer drill. All right. Will it rain at least once during the next 12 months?
Yes, it will rain.
Short.
Yes, it will.
Very good. Do women generally live longer than men?
Yes, they do.
Very good. Do I live in Spain?
Yes, you do.
Can you understand me when I speak slowly?
Yes, you can. I can.
Very good. Would you get angry with me if I told you a funny joke?
No, I wouldn't.
More D in the wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't.
Very good. Have there been a lot of thunderstorms lately?
No, there hadn't. There hadn't. No, there haven't.
Very good. One more time.
No, there haven't.
Is the Queen of England a British citizen?
Yes, she is.
Very good. Do we know each other?
Yes, we do.
Does the President of the United States live in Boston?
No, he doesn't.
Can Madonna speak English?
Yes, she can.
Did it snow very often in Sweden last winter?
Yes, it did.
Okay. Will I be your English teacher for the next 30 years?
Maybe you will.
Yeah. Have you and I been...
I wish you were.
No, there you have to say, I wish...
No.
No, maybe... No, I hope you will be.
I hope you will be.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Where am I? Have you and I been sitting here for more than 1 minute?
Yes, we have.
Was it raining last night when you went to sleep?
No, it wasn't.
Would the King of Spain call you personally if you were sick?
No, he will, you see.
So would the King of Spain?
No, he wouldn't.
Very good. More D in the wouldn't.
No, he wouldn't.
Very good. Are there really ghosts in the castles in Ireland?
Yes, there are.
Yeah, yeah. Should the Communist Party be prohibited?
No, it shouldn't.
More tea in the it.
No, it shouldn't.
Very good. Are there any castles in the United States?
Yeah, no, there are. Yes, there are.
There's probably some artificial ones.
Yes,
yeah, yeah. Was Sophia Loren born in Italy?
Yes, she was.
Very good. Has the King of Spain ever spoken to you personally?
No, he hasn't.
Very good, very good. Okay, let's quickly practice with some numbers. All right, so I will say 2155, and I want you to say 2155. 2155.
2155.
Excellent. 5550.
5550.
Good. Now a little bit more of V in the five in each of them.
5550.
4607.
4670.
4607.
4607.
7716.
7716.
4780.
4780.
7809.
7809.
Very good. One more time.
7809.
9991.
9991.
9919.
9919.
Very good. 1222.
1222.
Very good. And again.
1222.
Very good.
Vaughan Empresas es mucho más que clases de inglés para empresas.
Mucho más.
Tenemos varios tipos de cursos a vuestra disposición, como nuestros cursos in-company, con profesores que se desplazan a vuestra empresa para dar allí las clases en el horario que acordéis con ellos.
Nuestras clases online y telefónicas con varios niveles y temáticas disponibles.
Nuestros seminarios de inglés de negocios, Business Skills, ideales para mejorar la capacidad de comunicación en el ámbito laboral.
O nuestros programas de inmersión intensiva en inglés dentro de España y en el extranjero.
Y por supuesto, nuestro Executive Master en Inglés Profesional, nuestro producto estrella del que los empleados de tu empresa saldrán completamente preparados para usar el inglés en el trabajo.
¿Buscas un curso que se adapte a las necesidades de los empleados? Entonces buscas Vaughan Empresas.
Infórmate ya en el 91-133-5831 o en grupovaughan.com. ¿Do you Vaughan?
Ignacio es uno de los jóvenes que madruga los sábados por la mañana para repartir desayunos a personas sin hogar. Es solo un pequeño esfuerzo que se une al de Cayetana dando clases de apoyo escolar. Y al de Enric, Ana, Pilar. Parece poco, pero suma mucho. Cooperación Internacional ONG. Únete a la Juventud Solidaria.
Haz un máster en inglés profesional. En solo 5 meses saldrás perfectamente preparado para comunicarte en inglés en el trabajo. No importa lo que hayas estudiado, no importa a qué te quieras dedicar. Hagas lo que hagas, vas a necesitar el inglés. Haz un máster que realmente merezca la pena. Haz el máster en inglés profesional de Vaughan. Más información en el 91-133-5833 o en grupovaughan.com. Máster en inglés profesional. Apunta alto. Llega más lejos.
Además, ahora fíñate hasta el 100% del coste y págalo cómodamente hasta en 24 meses. Puedes ver las condiciones de financiación en el apartado de máster en grupovaughan.com.
We're talking here about Twitter and how a lot of people spend their lives on Twitter. And I listened to a very interesting interview with an American, I don't know if he's a psychologist, yesterday. It was on Facebook. And he was talking about the generation of people called the millennials.
Not the millennials.
Which I think are regarded as people who born after 1984, 85.
Oh, like my son.
And how this generation, and it's not their fault, growing up, this generation was very, very, very protected by their parents. Mm. Very protected by their parents. They were given almost everything they wanted. At school, the teachers were taught not to be critical of them.
Quite lenient.
Very lenient, yes. And so when they come to start their careers, they have a real problem because this is the first time in their lives when they can't get everything that they want.
Yeah.
And there's nobody there to protect them.
Yeah.
As they have to find their own way. And he was talking about how employers should help these people to grow into their jobs. Typically, they're not very money oriented.
Yeah.
But they want to make an impact but they're very impatient.
Yeah.
So in a job, they want to, they're like, I want to be the top job. And you say, but you've been here for 5 minutes.
Yes.
You have to earn it.
Yeah.
You have to earn it. How they're obsessed by social media, how they're too obsessed by telephones, which I think all of us are, and how they don't interact enough with people.
With people, yeah.
And they don't create deep, lasting relationships because there's an interesting English word, which is to be flaky. Which means for example, somebody who makes an arrangement with you and says, oh, I'll meet you tomorrow evening for a coffee. And then at the last minute, they cancel. And they always cancel their arrangements. Yeah.
They don't have a commitment.
Yeah.
And
it's because they've never really had to fight.
Yeah.
And he says, this is a problem for many things, but an employer has to really understand this and help these people to grow.
Yeah.
And show them for the first time in their lives what we call tough love.
Yeah.
Which is like our style of teaching, tough love. Yeah.
And they're used to instant gratification.
Instant gratification. Yeah. They get everything at that moment.
Yeah.
No battling.
No battling. Battling.
So, yeah. You can use the verb to battle.
Ah, to battle.
To battle. It's used a lot in sport, for example. That team battles until the last minute. They die with their boots on. Win or lose, they die with their boots on, which means they did everything. Yes, yeah. Let's practice a little bit with the verb to last in present and past tense. How long does the news last on television?
It lasts 1 hour.
Okay. Now, perfect answer. More typically, you would say it lasts an hour. It's the same. It means the same thing, but it's more fluent. It lasts an hour.
It lasts an hour.
Yeah. There's a bottle on the table.
Yeah.
There's a glass on the table. There's an hour left in the class, for example. How long does a movie last?
It lasts 1.5 hours.
Okay, or?
Or an hour and a half.
Very good. How long does this class last?
It lasts 1 hour.
Or?
It lasts 60 minutes. No, an hour.
An hour,
It
yeah.
lasts 1 hour. I always say one. It lasts an hour.
An hour, yeah. How long does a telephone conversation usually last?
It usually lasts 10 minutes.
Okay. How long does a cup of coffee usually last?
It usually lasts 5 minutes.
Very good. How long does an opera last?
It usually lasts 2 hours.
Okay. How long does your summer holiday usually last?
It usually lasts 3 weeks.
How long did the Second World War last?
It lasted 6 years.
How long did the Hundred Years' War last?
It lasted 116 years, I think.
Yeah, no, it wasn't 100. I can't remember how long it lasted. How long did the Spanish Civil War last?
It lasted 3 years.
How long did the American Civil War last?
It lasted 4 years and a half or something. 4.5 years.
Very good. And again?
It lasted 4.5 years.
Ask me how long the Irish Civil War lasted.
How long did the Irish Civil War last?
It lasted about 2 years. How long did our last class last?
How long did our last...
So I'm asking you, how long did our last class last?
It lasted 1 hour.
Or?
An hour.
Again?
It lasted an hour.
Very good. How long did Christopher Columbus' first voyage last?
It lasted a month and a half.
Very good. And again, yes.
It lasted a month and a half.
Very good. How long did the Roman Empire last?
It lasted 700 years.
Good. How long did your last dinner last?
It lasted 10 minutes.
Very good. Your last dinner?
My last dinner?
Yeah.
When I had dinner...
You ate in 10 minutes.
I'm quite frugal in my dinner.
You eat quickly?
I eat quite quickly.
Okay, all right. How long did the First World War last?
It lasted 4 years.
Very good. How long will this class last next week?
It will last an hour.
Very good. How long would the class last if we cut 15 minutes off it?
It would last 45 minutes.
Very good. How long has this class lasted so far?
It has lasted? It has lasted 45 minutes.
About 52.
52, okay. It lasted 52 minutes.
It has lasted so far.
It has lasted 52 minutes.
Very good. How long would a weekend last if Friday were also a holiday?
It would last 3 days.
Very good. Okay, now we're going to practice with to know how to. To know how to. Ask me if I know how to sing like an opera star.
Do you know how to sing like an opera star?
No, I don't. Ask me if I know how to fly a plane.
Do you know how to fly a plane?
No, I don't. Ask me if I know how to turn lead into gold.
Do you know how to turn lead into gold?
Good. And how do you say lead in Spanish?
Plomo.
Yeah. Ask me if I know how to fix broken watches.
Do you know how to fix broken watches?
No, I don't. Ask me if I know how to calculate investment projects.
Do you know how to calculate investment projects?
No, I don't. Ask me if I know how to deactivate bombs.
Do you know how to deactivate bombs?
No, I don't. Ask me if I know how to train dogs.
Do you know how to train dogs?
Like a normal dog, yes. A house dog. Ask me if I know how to program robots.
Do you know how to program robots?
Good, again, robots.
Do you know how to program robots?
Robots. Very good. Okay, let's quickly practice with negative questions. I can make a negative statement, you ask me why. I don't like working here.
Why don't you like working here?
I don't want to do it.
Why don't you want to do it?
He doesn't need your help.
Why doesn't he need my help?
He doesn't care about what happens to us.
Why doesn't he care about what happened to us?
Present tense.
Why doesn't he care about what happens? What happens to us?
Very good. He doesn't like her.
Why doesn't he like her?
She doesn't like him.
Why doesn't he like him?
So she doesn't like him.
Why doesn't she like him?
It doesn't rain there in the summer.
Why doesn't it rain there in the summer?
It doesn't seem fair.
Why doesn't it seem fair?
It doesn't take long to do it.
Why doesn't it take long to do it?
Good. Again.
Why doesn't it take long to do it?
Very good. They don't come here very often.
Why don't they come here very often?
They don't show their feelings.
Why don't they show their feelings?
One more time.
Why don't they show their feelings?
Very good. They don't believe in ghosts.
Why don't they believe in ghosts?
Plural.
Ghosts.
Good. And again.
Why don't they believe in ghosts?
Very good. I can't do it.
Why can't you do it?
They can't hear us.
Why can't they hear us?
I can't go to the party with you.
Why can't you go to the party with me?
Very good. She can't play on our team.
Why can't she play on our team?
Very good. And one more time.
Why can't she play on our team?
Very good. Okay, let's quickly finish off with a fast bit of translation.
Okay.
No voy a decirte nada.
I'm not going to tell you anything.
¿Qué quieres decir?
What do you mean?
¿Tú sabes lo que quiero decir?
You know what you mean. What? No. Do you know what I mean?
Very good. ¿Por qué vas a hacer eso?
Why do you... Are you going to do this?
Eso.
Why are you going to do that?
Porque hago lo que quiero.
Because I do whatever I want.
¿Sabes lo que estás diciendo?
Do you know what you mean? Well, no. Do you know what you are saying?
Very good. Simplemente estoy diciendo la verdad.
I'm simply saying the truth. No, I'm simply telling the truth.
Me encuentro mal.
I feel bad.
Yep. Es porque comes demasiado.
It's because you eat too much.
Very good. ¿Cómo sabes que como demasiado?
How do you know I eat too much, so much? How do you know I eat so much?
And in this case, demasiado.
How do you know I eat so much?
Demasiado.
Not too much.
Too much. And again?
How do you know I eat too much?
Very good. How do you translate? Como.
I eat like I... No.
I eat how I eat.
I eat how I eat.
Okay, thank you very much, Mammon. And thank you to
thank
Mary
you.
Jo, who
thank
was there
you.
Earlier. And the app was finally working. And the correct answer was... Cierre tu ropa, close your clothes. Thank you very much and see you tomorrow. Bye bye.